Last Thursday afternoon, November the 3rd, a ranch hand that works on a large ranch located on FM3 outside of Norman G was checking the fence line back in a kind of remote area of the ranch, and he encountered a armed Hispanic male who at the time was harvesting marijuana from a patch, grow patch. Had a few tense moments with the Hispanic male, who then left the patch and fled back into the underbrush. We were notified shortly thereafter, and three deputies responded initially to the call, and shortly thereafter, we gathered up as many other officers from around as we could and met at the headquarters of this ranch. From there, three of the deputies had already gone down into the wooded area, secluded area of the ranch, trying to isolate it and give us a little intel until we get enough manpower out in the area. This was about 1:20 to 1:30 when the call came in. It was probably close to 2 o'clock, 2:15 before everybody gathered up and actually got on scene. One of the deputies proceeded on with backup down through the woods. Did not see the subject running or anything, but he knew that there was an armed subject down in there, so they both proceeded with caution. They got into the grow patch, found water lines running down in that area, and followed the water lines over to the perpetrator's property or the adjoining property, then followed the footprints and the water lines back up to a house where he encountered a couple of subjects up there that were wearing the same shoes that he had seen coming from the patch. He detained both of those and advised us where he was. One of my other officers went around to that road on private road 4505 and met up with that officer and placed those two subjects in the back end of his vehicle, where they were carried back over to the location where the thing had started, with the ranch headquarters. From there, DPS was notified and requested to assist us. Narcotics Officer, Special Crimes Unit out of Bryan was notified. They did arrive over to assist us with coming in on the perpetrator's property. Houses and buildings and everything were searched over there. Once we got the search warrant, just held everything there until we got our search warrant drawn up. And they entered, took one other subject in custody. Two subjects were seen leaving the area. They were stopped and detained and taken into custody. All in all, five subjects were placed in custody of Leon County Jail. DPS helicopter was requested. It flew over Thursday. I believe it might have come up Thursday, but it's too late. So Friday, they came back up and did a flyover. I believe a total of about 9 marijuana grow patches were located on two separate pieces of property, one to the south and one to the north of this little 70-acre patch that the perpetrators were in control of. About 9 different patches composing probably a couple of acres or more had been cut out in the Yopon Thicket. Plants were planted in there and cultivated by high-powered fertilizer and the water. Elaborate watering system that they constructed going back off of their property onto the private property. It appeared that there were probably over 2,000 marijuana plants out in that area, ranging anywhere from 2 to 3 feet tall. One of them looked like it was probably in the 12 to 14 foot tall range, biggest one we've ever seen. We found 700 live plants, which we pulled and transported. We had 1,400 other plants that had already been harvested. But we did dig up everything, pulled all of it out. They were taken to DPS, their storage facility, and then they'll be processed and taken to the DPS lab. Looked like, well, he says 4 arrests were made. We did have one other subject in custody, but it was determined that he's possibly not related to it. We seized 4 pickup trucks off of the property, 4 four-wheelers, 6 water pumps, 2 generators, a little utility trailer so far. That's basically it. Looks like we probably, the total value, it's going to be hard to say, but there were over 2,000 plants. And each plant is estimated at 1 pound of marijuana each. 1 pound of marijuana will sell for about $500. So you're looking at a little over $1 million operation out there. Beside the 700 live plants that were harvested, approximately 30 pounds of processed marijuana was also located out there. And that's basically it for now.
The property where these patches are located on, they belong to any of the suspects then?
The patches were actually off premises. The suspect had about a 70-acre tract of land, and they did not, we did not find any growing marijuana on that 70 acres. We did find a lot of processing areas and processed marijuana on there. But they were actually going into secluded areas of other ranches on each side of them. And that's where they were going out in there, just a little small trail, just enough for a man to barely get down, and chopping out, clearing out little small areas back in there, little quarter-acre patches, and putting their plants out in there. It looked like it's probably been going on for at least 2, maybe 3 years. What we can determine is hard to tell.
One of those things where they would move the product in and out of there at night then to escape detection?
Well, you cannot see it anywhere from the road, and the only reason it's hard to tell when or how they were moving it out. They had lights set up. They had grow houses, in other words, where you start the product off from a seed, get it up to a certain point. Once it gets to a certain point, then after the last frost and freeze and everything, then they would take those and little potting plants out to the grow area and transplant them into the ground out there and fertilize and water until they had cured out, and then start harvesting from there.
And then did they also have a facility where they took the harvested plants and actually processed
right,
them from there?
They would cut the plants, take them into houses and barns, and set them up in there and start drying them out. It takes a while to cure them out. You can't just take green marijuana and chop it up. It'll mold into a very dangerous, a lot of bad spores come off of it, mold spores, be hazardous to your health. In fact, I was talking to one of the DPS guys, said they have to, once they take it in custody as green, they have to take it in and actually process it just the same way that the drug dealers do before they can submit it to the lab. And they have to wear a protective suit when they go in there.
Because they have to keep it eventually for the justice system.
Right, then. Right. They have to take it in there and dry it, and then it'll be total weight from there. Determine what the charge is on them. Now, we've got this production, you know, carrying on a criminal enterprise. It's, and by volume and weight, then they'll actually, the lab will analyze the THC content in the marijuana, and we'll have that information later on. There are several grades of marijuana, ranging anywhere from the 2 to 3% THC, which is the natural grown out in the wild marijuana that they used to produce to make rope during World War II, hemp. And then they've actually got stuff that's in the 20 to 25%, maybe a little higher THC content.
Which direction from Normandy is all this?
North up towards Hilltop Lakes. It's about 2 to 3 miles south of Hilltop Lakes on the western portion of the county.
And it may be a little difficult over the phone, if you want to do it that way. If I could get the names and the names of those arrested and ages and so forth.
I don't have those in here with me at this time, and our computer system has not been updated.
Oh, no.
We've been rolling so hard trying to get the all the returns and everything back, get all our evidence categorized and logged down. We brought vehicles and stuff. Looked like we're going to have some possibly stolen vehicles that were out there, but all that has to be determined. Like some of them didn't have VIN numbers, vehicle identification numbers on them, so you have to call in DPS auto theft, and they'll have to come over and identify the vehicle by VIN if they can find a number somewhere hidden on it, what they call a confidential number. That seemed a little strange. We've got some one or two generators. I think one of those was reported stolen from down south, somewhere in South Texas, Beaumont area, or something like that. Everything that we've removed off the property that might have been related to this incident has to be logged in and included back in the return coming back from the search warrant. So they've been working on that, and they have time limit on getting it back to the judge that issued the search warrant.
Somewhere down the line, then, is this all property forfeiture resale that can be used for future drug investigations?
Yes, sir. We hope to seize all the properties and vehicles and everything that we found out there during our initial contact with them and during the investigation. Be a sharing with our agency and the county district attorney for Leon County. I don't know if DPS, they did not want in the vehicles or anything. They were just interested in catching the perpetrators, and they've been a great assistance to us. Criminal Intelligence Division over there in Pryne, and they called in officers from DPS from down the Houston area, from Lufkin. Great team effort. Great bunch of guys to work with, and they've really helped us out on it. We just didn't have the manpower, and they called in, they got assistance.
Well, I imagine once you told them what you found.
Yeah, once they knew we had a more than just a little old few plants or something like that, yes, they wanted to jump in on it. In fact, they said that they had worked three large growth areas here within the last few months. So.
Any other agency assistance?
Probably going to have some that'll come in and assist us with it. Immigration that filed detainers on a couple of the suspects that we have in custody. Of course, we share a lot of information, DPS does, with immigration and everything. So it's just going to be probably about another 2 to 4 weeks before we get a little more better idea of what we actually have. You know, you might have been watching, what's that series on TV about where they border wars, or what is it?
Yeah, the thing that they're doing down in Laredo.
Right. Well, you know, they have segments where they're doing these grow patches out in California and back in isolated areas in these national parks and state parks and everything else. Well, I guess they've started cracking down on them because they have helicopters and things to actually fly those areas where we, you know, about the only thing flies over here is an occasional jet coming over at about 40,000 feet. So we're not lucky enough to have a local airport around here or have access to airplane helicopters. They will come over once if we request them for certain situations, and DPS did provide that. But flying this whole county, you're talking about almost 1,200 square miles. Kind of hard to fly the county and just look for a little patch here and there.
Well, it really just all goes right back to, you know, that ranch hand being observant and noticing something
that wasn't right. Into it, and we're very fortunate. He's very fortunate that guy just didn't shoot him right there, and there's no telling how long it would have taken to have found him back in there. It's so thick, you can't see, you know, 10 feet ahead of you down through the thicket. It's that thick. It's briar patches and yopon thicket. So.
And then to be able to hide the watering system.
That's right.
To even have water during the drought, much less.
Well, it looked like they had drilled some wells. They had a little portable water well thing, drilling machine that they had drilled some wells back in there, we think. That's what it looked like from here, and they probably, within the last couple of years, had been trying to get water out of those, and that might have carried it, you know, through the initial year or two of growth. But then after that, they started expanding out, and the drought this summer, these shallow wells had all dried up, so they were actually had gone down to a creek and dammed up a portion of it and were collecting water and using a series of pumps to pump it uphill out of that creek up to a gathering point they had up there. They had some large tank cisterns set up to pump it into that. There was absolutely no outside water coming in. We checked to see if maybe they were supplying water from one of the community water systems, but there's nothing. It's all isolated back in there. No, even though it's on a private road and they could have had access to buying water through one of the community water systems, they didn't do that because of the amount that they used.
That would have tipped them off.
Yes, it would. You take a couple of little old camp houses back in there using about, you know, 100,000 gallons a day. Well, that probably would have tipped somebody off.
Boy, it's just amazing the largeness of this operation.
Yes, sure was, and probably would have grown and grown had we not caught up with them. If that one ranch hand had not gone back in there, just stumbled up on it.
Boy, I can't. I imagine we can keep talking about, but that boy, that's certainly enough to digest in one sitting. My word, that's a boy. That's a.
They had quite a few weapons. We confiscated at least one AK-47, some handguns, shotguns, some other rifles, high-powered deer rifles. Found ammunition that fits some other assault type rifles back in there. So that one or two of the rifles we suspected might have been back in there, we never did locate them. So evidently the one guy he walked up on had left the area, or I don't know, on foot, or got in a vehicle and left the area prior to us getting around on that side once we determined where everything was initiating out of.